Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, Mr. Whitetail is about to gallivant all over the globe, heading out to Spain to hunt ibex. How about that? I'd like to be with him on that hunt. But right now, it's time to talk some fishing. Let's go up to Lake Texoma. I hear Mr. Bill Carey in the background there right now. Bill, have we got a good signal on you this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
We're glad to have you on this chilly winter's day, Bill, and we're always happy to get a good striper fishing update from you and your team of guides up there. Striper Express, I think everybody, I would bet you money that most people listening to us have either fished with Striper Express. They know about you up there, Bill. Gosh, you've been there, what, 35 years fishing, right?
Yes, sir. 35 years last year.
Yeah.
Living the dream, catching these mean and sassy striped bass.
Okay, here's what I really want to know about. You had a group of farmers, I think they were from Kansas or Nebraska, somewhere up in the Midwest, that come with you every year, and they know, they obviously know how to set that hook. Bill, the pictures you showed me that those guys caught, it's one thing to go out and catch a bunch of, 2-pound stripers. These look like some big stripers.
Yes, sir. Chris, my 44-year-old son and head guide said, I think that the last 2 days was probably the best January fishing that I can remember in my 25 years. So they went out there and just had an unbelievable day. Now, people, we've got a saying. The nastier, the better. Luke knows about that. And
yep,
we had even drizzling rain the second day, and we had cloud cover and wind the first day. But here's the story. They went out there, and they caught, it's three boats. They caught 60 to 100 fish per boat per day, up to 15 pounds.
That's winter fishing. And, a lot of people think about the inclement weather. Well, you don't want to be out there in a gale, but there's a lot of good, if the wind's not too high, you can dress for the cold, can't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, and when largemouth and speckled trout and redfish and are lethargic and everybody's getting cabin fever, these stripers love this weather. We just do.
Bill, tell me, right now are there a lot of gulls? I haven't been up there in a while, months, but I'm going to assume there's probably tons of gulls, right?
Oh, yes, sir. And you know what? My boys are kind of like loners because we target the larger fish with the artificial lures, and we run routes, and we pull these big fish or rogue fish like a big buck runs by himself.
Mm-hmm.
But these birds were working so good that all three of those boats went out there and got under the birds and just, I was listening to the text and it was just, Luke, we're fishermen and outdoorsmen, but folks, it's one of those stories where you got to be here to believe it. It sounds like a fib.
I know. Well, the truth of the matter is everybody, I bet you a lot of folks listening to us, they're fishermen too. They know that every time you go fishing, it's not going to be a barn burner trip. That's a fact. But the fact also is that right now in the wintertime up there at Texoma is one of the best times to get into stripers. Whether you're fishing live bait, a lot of people do fish live bait successfully in the winter and summer. But you guys, you don't have to worry with using the jigs with the big trailers, aren't you, Bill?
Yes, sir. We're using the half-ounce Roadrunner up to 1 ounce, depending on wind. But the trick is we tip it with a 9-inch white curl tail worm.
Yep. And and fishing under the birds, let's say, that big old bait, it's something, there's a reason for the gulls and the fish being there, and that's the shad. But it always amazed me how a gazillion stripers down there pushing all those shad, how they'll nail an individual bait off like that. If you think about it, it's kind of phenomenal, but they do. And maybe it's just something a little different.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that worm, that big, I call it a worm trailer, but, the big jig trailer on there, maybe that's just enough difference from the shad to trigger them leaving 20 zillion shad and hitting it, you know?
I agree with you 100%. Just a different presentation because there's just thousands of shad. And I guess the folks understand that's the minnows. That's the food forage. And they run in big bait balls. And folks, the stripers, start pushing them and they run to the surface and the birds see them. So I tell everybody that comes up here in their own boat, the most important tool this time of year is a good pair of binoculars.
Yep, and you know, you and I are old school. we go back to the days of the flasher unit, you know. But and there are some units on board that you can buy now that almost like watching a TV screen. But the truth of the matter is, you don't need them right now up in Texoma.
Right.
You know, I mean, I could go up there with binoculars, as you know, if I got in the right area and follow the birds. And you know, is there a key to positioning the boat, Bill? Say you've got a bunch of birds dipping and diving, and you know there's shad right under the birds, and you know there's stripers under the shad. The way you approach that school, I mean, are they real spooky this time of year with the motor, you know?
You know, they sure can be. So that is a very good question and statement. What we do, folks, is you start approaching these birds from, say, a mile away. A bird's always going to be flying into the wind, but the fish may be moving the opposite direction. So you just watch which way they are moving and get in front of them and let the fish come to you, because of course you run right through there in a big motor, chances are you can spook that bait and there it goes and it's over and they've got to regroup.
Therein is the key. I remember riding fishing with y'all up there. I don't remember what time of year, but I think it was in the summer when those stripers make those long runs by Eisenhower and go on down the lake, you know. And I was fishing with Chris, and we would fish and get into red-hot action for maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes. Then it would stop. He'd fire that boat up and go down. There weren't the birds there then, but it was the route those stripers were moving using each day. We'd go down maybe, gosh, I don't know, a few hundred yards and wait.
Yes, sir.
And then in 10 minutes, here they came.
That
the ensuing 10 minutes would be, you know, red hot fishing. So that answered my question. Observe those birds. They're your guideline there. And if they're moving northwest in a steady pattern, well, yeah, get above them, right?
Yes, sir. And if you've got a lot of luck, these fish can stay grouped up. I remember writing a story one time about some boys came in and they started on some birds and they drifted with no interference and they drifted for 3 hours underneath them, never fired the motor. Everybody stayed, the birds and the fish stayed with, you know, they're going to the action. Those stripers are going to come in and see what's going on when somebody else has got something to eat. They're just curious creatures.
Mm-hmm. That's how they make their living, isn't it, Bill? You know, just picking subtle things like and I imagine, you know, something about triggering the bite on a big school of stripers. I've seen it more in the warm weather, I guess, than the cold, but you know they're there, you marked them on a graph or whatever, they're there, and that first one bites and then it triggers them sometimes.
You're right. I've always had a little saying, if you've got two stripers sitting there and they're not hungry at all and a bait swims by, if one reacts, the other one will too.
Exactly. Well, Bill, thanks for the Texoma update. I know a lot of people, your website is striperexpress.com. And on Facebook, they can also like Striper Express, can't they?
Yes, sir. That Facebook's turned into something big. It's striperexpress.com. It's Striper Express Guide Service on Facebook.
Yeah, and a lot of people, that's where you can actually, whether it's a hunting operation, fishing, or whatever, most of you guys will post pictures regularly, and you can actually see what happened yesterday or sometimes the same day on Facebook. So, yeah, it's a good point, and sooner or later people are going to call and talk to Bill Carey and pick your brain. So how do they call you, Bill?
Oh, you can call us, folks, anytime at 903-786-4477.
Folks, that was my friend Bill Carey up with Striper Express. I've known Bill, well, for 35 years, I guess. You know, I get asked a lot about hunting leases this time of year. here's my tip for you, basecampleasing.com. Just go online to basecampleasing.com. You can find properties in all the states. If you have land you want to lease with to an outfit with liability and all that, they've got it, Basecamp Leasing. Rex here in Texas is the Texas representative for Basecamp Leasing out of Emory there. But you can learn all that when you go to the website, basecampleasing.com. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.